Blog Talk Radio.
So love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus. Wonder in my soul. He's the wonder. Jesus is the wonder in my soul. He's the wonder in my soul.
Jesus is the wonder in my soul.
the Lord today. Hallelujah. I could just listen to that song all day. Huh? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. How many is out there today telling the Lord yes? Hallelujah. When I think of his goodness, when I think of his goodness, oh God, this is a time of reflection that you're listening to on today. And I tell you, as I reflect upon, as I reflect upon the many blessings that God has bestowed on me, all I can say is, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yesterday, my oldest granddaughter delivered another baby. A little girl. So I'm a great-grandmother of a great-granddaughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just bless the Lord. It was crazy the way it happened, but the baby is healthy. You know, back in the day when you didn't have no other means, hallelujah, you know you had the midwives and the women had the babies at home. But this is 2013. Who ever heard of something like that? But you know these young people, you can't tell them anything. It almost scared my mother to death, Prophetess Harrison. And you know my oldest granddaughter, y'all just keep her in your prayers. You know, my mother was, she called me about 3 times yesterday morning, and I saw the calls, and I'm like, what is she calling? This was like 5 o'clock my time, which is about 7 o'clock New Orleans time. And then I saw something just told me to go on and answer, call her back. And I knew something had to be happening. So my mother said, Darielle just had the baby. I said, what? I'm thinking at the hospital or something. I'm thinking she had another month ago. My mama said, no, she didn't have this baby in the bathroom. Hallelujah. And it just scared my poor mama. You know, my mama is a rough woman. Hallelujah. And I know if something scared her. Woo, Lord, I had to start praying because I had never heard my mother, you know, stress like that because she's just a tough cookie. But she said that thing scared her so she couldn't eat. She was scared to pick up the baby. So one of my brothers and his wife lived next door to my mother. So my sister-in-law had to come and, you know, take care of the baby till the paramedics get there. I said, Lord, if this girl ain't retarded, you know sometimes when these kids do some crazy things, you that first thing, are you retarded? What's wrong with you? Hallelujah. So anyway, I'm just giving God some praise. She's in the hospital today, and they kept her for, she'll be in there until tomorrow, so the little baby is all right. Hallelujah. But, you know, I just thank God because if it had not been for the Lord who has been on my side, hallelujah, I just look back. Prophetess Harrison can remember when I moved back here to California and had all these kids. I just been doing some reflection. You know, one of my granddaughters, Rayelle, she'll be graduating next month. Then I have a 16-year-old grandson, and I just look back, Mother Space, and I never saw a day approaching where I wouldn't have a house full of children anymore. Ah, glory to God. Woo, but I could say, Lord, through it all, I learned how to depend on Jesus. I learned how to trust in God. Amen. So I'm just thankful today. My heart is full. Hallelujah. And it's full of grace. It's full of peace. It's full of joy. It's full of mercy. I don't have no sad story to sing today. Because I can say the Lord has been mighty good to me. And that's why I'm going to tell him yes. I'm going to keep on telling him yes until my dying day. Amen. So we just thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in today for a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I tell you, we have an awesome, powerful, wonderful woman of God. She is a mother. She is a wife. She is a confidant. She's a friend. She's a mentor. She is just, she's a praying and fasting woman, a woman that loves God's people, a woman that loves the word of God, a woman that believes in miracles, a woman that walks in the authority of the prophetic. Hallelujah. And there's so much more I can say about this awesome woman of God, and we just so happy to have her with us today, and we just want to honor her. And again, tell her publicly congratulations on her 34th wedding anniversary. 34 years, hallelujah. I tell somebody with one husband, one man, I only married one time in my life, and that didn't last 34 minutes. Glory to God. So 34 years, I salute her today, her and her husband, Bishop Eddie, and their two children. I tell you, I had an opportunity to go to the renewal of the wedding vows, and it was so beautiful. And she looked like a radiant a bride for the first time. And you know, she's small and petite anyway. So baby, she was in this beautiful white gown. Oh, glory to God! And it was fitting. Glory to God, she looked so beautiful. You would think she was still the young woman that she was when she first married Bishop Eddie. So I love her. She's one of my mothers in the gospel. And I tell you, I can call her any time of day and tell her that I need prayer. And she's not going to say, I'll pray for you, baby, and, you know, hang on up. She's going to start praying immediately. And she'll not only me. She'll do that for you. She's not going to let no grass grow under her feet. She's going to stop what she's doing, and she's going to immediately start interceding for you. So we're just so happy. This is not her first time on the line. She is a supporter of this ministry. She is a friend and a wonderful mother in the gospel, and she has prayed for me and my family down through the years. And I tell you, she's just the sweetest woman you ever want to meet, and she walks in the office of a prophetess. Hallelujah. And if you ever want to learn how to pray, if you ever want to learn how to fast and push back that plate, hallelujah. Honey, we get scared sometimes. She fasts, so we like, honey, you got to put something in your body. Hallelujah. But she's dedicated. She's sold out to the Lord. And we just love her today. So with no further ado, we want to present to some and introduce to others our mother in the gospel, and that's none other than Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Prayer, Healing, and Compassion Ministries in Elk Grove, California. God bless you, Prophetess.
God bless you, Brother Bernard, and all those that are listening today. We praise God again, as always, for being on the line today, and I count it an honor to be with you on today. It has been a while, and God is truly, truly doing some marvelous things in our lives, and we're glad about that. And we thank you again for your attendance at our wedding renewal, and God favored us, and we thank God for all that He has done. And God is just marvelous, and He's just wonderful. And I have no other mind but to serve the Lord and live for the Lord. And we are truly, truly in evil times. And more than ever, we need to be watchful. And whatever gifts that we do have, I always say the greatest gift that we should have operating through our lives is the gift of discernment. The gift of discernment fits right in with your topic. And I looked at your topic. I talked to God about it. So I may come a little different than those
right.
who may have come, and we praise God for everyone, and we praise God for my big brother, Dr. Singleton. He's already been on the line, so I don't know what all he has said, but I'm quite sure he took you all much, much deeper than where I could take you all on today. So I'm not going to go into all the definitions and all that, but the Lord wants me to just talk to us. We need to sometimes just be talked to. And that's my assignment on today. Your topic here is talking about the danger of division. And I began to think about that and look at the scripture. I'm going to be coming out of Romans 16, 17 through 20, for those of you that have your Bibles. But you talk about the danger of division. And I was looking at the word danger. When we look at the word danger, it is something that comes to bring harm or to bring injury. So when you say the danger of division, division comes to bring harm or injury to the body, to the relationship, to the home, to the ministry. It comes to bring harm. It comes to bring division. It comes to bring a separation. It comes to bring a tear. It comes to bring a breach. It comes to bring wounds to those that are being affected by it. And many times we talk about the word division, and we're going to share that on Christ, you've gone over it, the other vessels that have come before me. But my main concern, what the Lord has talked to me about, is not so much the division per se, but it's even a greater danger if you are the one that the division is coming through. We talk about division, but are we the cause of the division? And many times we can be the cause of why there has been division in our homes, division in the ministry, division in the workplace, division in the body of Christ. Many times we can be the cause by the things that we do, the things that we say, the things that we teach can cause division in the church. The church, if you stop and look at the church has always been plagued by troublemakers. My topic will come in this form today, troublemakers in the church, because people that cause division are considered as troublemakers. And these people, their main desire is that they come with one goal in mind, and one goal in mind is to destroy the church or to see the church shake in the way that it wanted to be. It shouldn't surprise us. It should not surprise us that we have troublemakers in the church, that we have people in the body of Christ in the church that cause to bring division. Jesus spoke about that in Matthew 7:15. He warned us that they would come. So we should not be caught off guard when we see division, when we see people trying to bring trouble in the church, because Jesus said it. Paul said it. Over in Acts, the 20th chapter, Paul talked about those that would come to bring division in the church. We're in 2000. They are still here. They are in the church to try to go against the plan of God and work against the plan of God. And that's why troublemakers come to bring division, to try to go against whatever God is planning for the body, whatever God is planning for the ministry, whatever God is trying to plan for your life. I have learned, God has allowed me to be saved for over 30, almost 35 years. And in my years of being saved, I have seen many, many things. And one thing that I have seen is that no matter what church you go to, whatever house of worship you attend, you will always find someone in the church that carries the spirit of division. And we first have to stop and look at that it is a spirit. It is an unclean spirit that has grabbed hold to this person or persons to cause to bring trouble, division in the church. They are divisive. They come to lay snares. They come to lay traps in the path of others to cause people to stumble. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, it's dangerous to be that one that carries that spirit that you cause other people to stumble or you cause other people to fall. And many times we don't discern that spirit because we look at the trouble of what they're causing. But God wants us to be able to let the spirit of discernment work through us so that we will be able to sit back and see this spirit working through that person and then know how to handle it. You have to know how to handle the spirit that's working, and you have to know how to handle the person that's working. Because even though the spirit works through them, you still have to stop and realize that this person has a soul that needs to be saved, and this person needs to be set free from this spirit. Many times sometimes we don't want to talk about spirits or unclean spirits, but anything that goes against God's word, anything that teaches contrary or twists the word of God and teaches anything biblical to cause people to go astray, it is a spirit. And one thing that I have learned in being saved, that the devil loves to introduce something into the church. He loves to bring something into the flock that will cause the flock to be divided. Many churches have been divided because you have one or two people in the house that's causing division. And why does a person cause division? Most of the time, majority of the time, that person or person, sometimes it's one person, sometimes it's a group of people, but that spirit is, first of all, because it's seeking its own self-glory, and it wants and it desires to have its own way. And many times when it can't get its way, that's when it starts to lay snares and traps within the body. The Bible speaks about sowing seeds of discord. There's so many forms that the spirit of division works, but if we don't have discernment, if we don't have a spiritual eye to see, we won't know that this spirit is working in the body of Christ. And many times I have learned to be able to identify when that spirit is working. And that's why, see, a person that has a divisive spirit, their characteristics, there's a way you can identify them by their actions, by the things that they do, the things that they say. And so today I just want to kind of go over some of those characteristics to help us, help myself, help us identify when we have someone in the midst of us, when we have someone even come into our homes. And a lot of times we just focus on the church, but this spirit doesn't work even just in the church. You have people that can come into your home, can come into your life that has a spirit of division. They will appear to be very pure. They will come like they have the right motive. But deep down inside, they are dishonest. They are deceitful. And they're only concerned about themselves and not about you. Our motives, God let me know, our motives and the way we conduct with each other must be honest and pure. And a lot of churches I'm seeing are being divided because of the spirit of division. I looked at Evangelist Bernard when she had her subject on the Facebook, and I was reading her comments in there. And one thing that we must do to keep out the spirit of division is we must love one another. And many times we love each other based on what we do for one another, but Jesus wants us to love each other and love each other unconditionally. I have learned that if we really love each other and love each other unconditionally, it would not be easy for the spirit of division to come in and bring separation among us, among the body, if we truly love each other. I can't love Daughter Bernard just based on what she do for me. I have to love her regardless if she doesn't do anything for me. I have to love her unconditionally. And many times we choose when we love, we choose who we want to love, we choose. But I'm so glad that Jesus does not do us like that. Our love must be love unconditionally, whether I agree or disagree. That should not affect my love for Daughter Bernard. I'm going to give you an example. I'll use the example. We had our wedding ceremony this past weekend, and I don't wear jewelry a lot of times. It's been years since I put on some jewelry. And my husband, my children, had this nice set they wanted me to wear. I was judged because I put on the jewelry. I saw attitudes. I saw a different behavior because I put it on. I didn't have it on the next day. I saw a different type of behavior because I didn't have it on. The jewelry, just because I have the jewelry on, that does not change who I am on the inside. I'm still Prophetess Harrison on the inside. But many times we judge one another by outward things, outward appearances, and we don't see the spirit that's really working on the inside of the person. And I said, Lord, it's really amazing that we are treated one way when we do one thing, we are treated another way when we do another thing. Whether I had it on, whether I didn't have it on, did not change who I am as a person on the inside. But God just let me see that I had some that loved me when I didn't have it on, but when I put it on, oh, my God. I said, oh, my God, now I'm not safe. All of a sudden, I was
pretty You're not safe.
Because
no, the devil is a lie.
You see, but I said to myself, I said, Lord, it just shows you the mindset of people. And also God would just show me how just that simple thing right there has brought division in the body of Christ, all right? Teaching things that's really not biblical. It is not biblical to teach that if a person have on earrings or if a person have on a necklace, that they're going to hell. That's not biblical. There's no scripture for that. Some people, God chooses to let them wear it. Some people, God don't allow them to wear it. But I'm saying this to say this, that it changed people in the way they treated me just because I had it on. And God showed me just that one little thing right there can cause division. Why? Because one group over here is teaching it's a sin to wear it. You're going to go to hell if you wear it. Another group over here is saying that it's okay to wear it. So you have a division right there amongst of a congregation or this one little thing, and God is not in that. That's what a person that has a spirit of division does. They come to cause offenses. They come to bring a snare and a stumbling block. And for some people, it was a stumbling block because I had it on. For some people, it wasn't a stumbling block. But I know this. I'm not going to go to hell because I had it on. And I'm not going to go to hell if I don't wear it. It's just that we have to look at different things and know that our heart is what the Lord is coming after. Your subject here, division, the danger of division, is a beautiful subject, Daughter Bernard, because it is so much division in the body of Christ. And the division is because we don't love one another. We don't love one another like God wants us to love one another. We don't come together and reason things out like God wants us to come together and reason things out. We offend, we gossip, we backbite, slander. We do all these things, gossip, slander, backbite. All these things, God lets me know, are works of the flesh. And the works of the flesh, the Bible tells us about our Galatians. All these works of the flesh cause a division in the body of Christ. When will we come together and pray together, love one another like Christ told us? We wonder why a lot of the world are not coming to the church to be saved. I can answer that question and tell all of us why that's not happening. Because when they do come, they see so much division among the saints. They see so much quarreling. They see so much bickering. They see so much arguing among the saints till they don't come. Because if they see that in the church, they're seeing that on the outside of the church. When people come into the house of God, they're coming for help. They're coming for healing. They're coming looking for something better than what they have. But when they come into the house of God, we see all this division. We see all this disharmony and all this disagreement. But if we would love each other, like Christ told us to love each other, we would not have all this division in the church. The Bible tells us when people have the spirit of division, the scripture tells us to even avoid them. Have no fellowship with those who cause trouble. That's in 2 Timothy 2:16. We have to be so careful how we handle people that are troublemakers in the church. And many times we don't want to say troublemakers, but that really that's what they are. They come to bring trouble. They come to stop what God is doing. They try to come and interfere with the plan of God and what God is telling that person to do. And I found out that you have to be strong in the word of God. You have to be strong in your relationship with God to be able to handle someone that carries the spirit of division. Because when a person has a spirit of division, they go and they sow seed of discord. And to the people that's in the church, they sow seeds of discord to try to get their way or to have everyone come on their side. But that's a danger in that, because before you know it, we have church splits. That's how many ministries have split. That's how many people have been wounded in the church. That's why a lot of people leave the church, because we have a group in the church that are walking around with the spirit of division. And when the spirit of division is in the church, nothing that goes on in the church is right. They find fault with everything that goes on with the church. Just like with this radio broadcast, the enemy would try to bring a spirit of division on the broadcast. Nothing that is said or done on the broadcast is going to be right to a person that has division. They're going to try to find a fault with everything that Evangelist Bernard does. Whatever her subject was, somebody going to find fault with that. It's a spirit that tries to cause a snare. It tries to destroy a broadcast. It tries to destroy whatever God gives you to do. And God wants us to be careful, and he wants us to be watchful of the spirit of division. And the main thing, he doesn't want us to be the one that this spirit is operating through. And many times, if we're not careful, we can be the one that this spirit of division is working through. We'll get with this group, and we'll say one thing, and then when we're out of their presence, we'll get with this group, and we'll say another thing. Remember, Paul had to rebuke Peter. Peter was one way. And then when Paul came, he saw how Peter was, and he had to rebuke Peter because Peter was vacillating. He was one way with one group of people. Then he was another way with another group of people. Sometimes we can be the same way. When we're with one group of people, we carry ourselves one way. When we're another group of people, we don't speak to that group because we're with this group. And in doing that, we are bringing a breach in the body of Christ. We have brought a separation, and we have brought a snare. And the Lord don't want us to be like that. We have to be careful that we don't bring all these different schisms and all these different things in the church that will cause a division. The way we teach, the way we believe, if we don't teach and believe the same way, that can cause a division among the saints in the church, among the body of Christ. And the Lord does not want us to allow the spirit of division to come in the church. Many homes, many marriages, many relationships have been destroyed because of the spirit of division. And how do we handle it is my question. What are we going to do to destroy this spirit that's causing so much division in homes and families and relationships? The Lord is soon to return, and he wants us to come together. Evangelist Bernard made a comment on there. Will we come together? It is time for us to come together in love and come together in unity and help win a dying world. People are dying by the thousands, being lost. And we are in these buildings, bickering and arguing. We have to be in these buildings with all this division going on, and people are yet dying, and we're in the church arguing about whether you should wear this and not wear that, whether you should wear red, whether you should not wear red, whether you should wear open-toed shoes, whether you should not wear closed-toed shoes. We're arguing about all these things, and all these things that we're arguing back and forth about is causing division. And while we have a division in the church, people are dying every day without the Lord. People are being lost without Jesus because we have all this division in the church. Jesus said it would be there. How do we handle it? What do we need to do to get this division out of the church? Yes, we know we need to fast. Yes, we know we need to pray. But something Jesus is not going to just do per se. Some things we're just going to have to do. Some things we're going to have to approach and talk to these people that have the spirit of division. And many times we don't want to approach people with those spirits that's in them, but you can deal with the person and deal with the spirit all at the same time. You can't always just cast a person out when they have that spirit. Why? Because they have a soul. Some people need to be delivered. But you need to be able to go to them, talk to them. There's someone that I know that had that spirit for a long time, and no one wanted to be bothered with them because they thought they had the spirit. But God gives you wisdom how to approach someone and talk to a person about that type of spirit. Some things need to be brought to people's attention that they have these spirits and that they are causing discord and they are causing disharmony in the body. And until we come together in unity, until we come together and work together, this spirit of division is going to be in the church. And that's why a lot of things can't flow in the church because we have the spirit of division. That's why a lot of miracles, signs, and wonders are not taking place because we have the spirit of division. We have people with different ideas, different opinions, different ways of wanting to do everything, and won't come together and pray and see what God is saying about it. But God has been dealing with me about the danger of being the one that carries the spirit. And many times we don't realize that we're the one that's carrying the spirit of division, but we are. And God doesn't want us to have division in the church because it's causing too many people, even inside the church, it's causing too many people to leave God and go back out into the world because of the division that they see in the church. My prayer to God is, God, help us to come back together and become one. Help us to come back together, love each other, work together to help win these souls for Jesus Christ. Help us, God, not to have so much bickering and arguing in the body of Christ so that when people come in, people can feel contention, they can see the dissension, they can feel that when they come into the church. And God is telling us that we cannot allow that to be in the church. We know offense is going to come, but we don't want to be the one that this spirit is working through, teaching contrary, doing contrary things that cause the whole church to be severed, the whole church to be destroyed because we can't come together. They always say like this, everybody wants to be the chief. Nobody wants to be the little Indian. Everybody wants to be in control. Nobody wants to submit and work with the one that's in control. And many times a person that decides, they want to be the one that's in control of everything. Even though we pastors, for those of us as pastors, even though we're pastors, that does not mean that we're in control of everything. That does not mean that God gives us everything. Every gift is put in the body to help us. If we come together and we bring these gifts together and we work together, then God can build up the body. God can build up the people that's in the church. Everybody can grow together. Everybody can be what God would have them to be. And there's a lot of division in the church. I think about Daughter Bernard when she started her broadcast. If I can say this, Adrian, when she started her broadcast, it's been a good while now, and God allowed her to get on the line. And while she was on the line, when I'm on the line, I can hear people's thoughts, and I hear spirits while she's on the line. And when she was on the line and God was blessing her to go out and do the broadcast, you know, God began to talk to me about the warfare that she had to endure and the warfare that she was going through, trying to do what God calls her to do. And many times she had to deal with division. She had to deal with people saying that she couldn't do it, saying that God wasn't in it, the enemy trying to come and destroy it. See, but then she knew what to do. She knew how to pray. She knew how to fast. And some things she had to just deal with head on. She had to confront and talk to the people, you know, because she's dealing with a spirit, not the person, but she's dealing with a spirit. And I think about that. Had not she gave in to that spirit division, she would not be on the broadcast today. I wouldn't be on the broadcast today. You would not have been blessed and healed and helped by all the precious men and women of God that have come on and all the words that have come on. Had she given in to that spirit of division, I've learned that sometimes when people are not in control of a thing, they'll try to bring disharmony and discord to tear up that God has given you to do. But she remained faithful. She remained strong. And look what God has taken the broadcast today. And not just the broadcast, God has allowed her voice to be heard on other radio stations because she didn't get into that spirit of division. The spirit of division is a very dangerous. It's a very dangerous spirit. And it can tear up church. It has torn up churches. It has torn up relationships. And we need to go to God and ask God to help us to not be the one that break up and cause discord and hostility in the body, because it's the work of the flesh. The Bible tells us about all the different things, the works of the flesh: adultery, fornication, sorcery, hatred, dissension, contention, heresy. All of these things are the works of the flesh. And if you operate in that spirit of causing division, you are operating in the works of the flesh. That means that you have no fear of God, and you've lost the fear of God. You're not even living like God would have you to live if you are carrying the spirit of division. And God does not want us to have the spirit of division. And I don't think we realize how dangerous it is to have division in the church and have division in the workplace, even on jobs. people have a spirit of division, and it causes problems in the workplace. It causes problems on the job. But the greatest place I see division operating is in the church. It seems like we can't come together in the church. We support one ministry. We don't support another ministry. We support men pastors. We don't support lady pastors. We support this congregation. We don't support that congregation. All this is causing division because I thought when we were saved that we all had the same mind and the same goal, number one, to see Jesus Christ, and number two, to help win souls to be saved. That's what I thought our goal was, that we would work together to save souls. But now when I look at the church, we have so many different groups. We have so many that are so in discord in the body. We have so many that are being wounded in the church by the spirit of division. And it's a very dangerous spirit, but it's more dangerous if we are the one that's carrying it. Because what God showed me in prayer, if you are the one that's carrying the division, if you are the one that the spirit of division is working through, you're going to receive a judgment. You're going to receive the chastening of the Lord for being that one that's causing the division to come into the church. And I don't know about you. I don't want to be the one that causes division in the church. I don't want to be the one that the enemy is talking to or using me to sow seeds of discord in the body of Christ till I'm destroying the work, I'm destroying the plan of God, I'm destroying whatever God gives someone to do. I told Evangelist Bernard when she started her broadcast, I said, whatever the Lord gives me to do about it, I'm there for you. You know, I'll support you, I'll pray for you. When God says I can come, I can come. Why? Because I see what she's trying to do. She's trying to win people to Jesus Christ. She's trying to get the gospel out. She's trying to get the word out. But many times, we don't support one another. And to me, I think it's a sad thing that we are not supporting each other like we should. I've learned that God gives everyone a different assignment. He gives everyone different gifts, and it's up to us to go forth and let God use us in the gift. But we cannot allow the spirit of division to come and work through us and operate through us to the point that we cause us a tear. You know, when you say division, you're talking about something being divided, something being torn, something being separated. And my question to all of us is, have we been a channel? Have the enemy used us to cause a tear or a snare in the body of Christ anywhere? Is there any place that we have been used to bring harm to anyone in the body of Christ by walking and operating in the spirit of division? It's a very dangerous thing, Adrian. It's a good topic, and I'm praying today that through your topic, I'm quite sure you've had much good word all week, but I'm praying that through all the messages that come forth, that God will shine the light on all of our hearts. And I ask God, shine the light on me, God. Have I been the cause of division anywhere? Have I caused a snare anywhere in the body of Christ? Have I let the enemy use me anywhere to bring a tear or cause anyone to stumble? See, when you have the spirit of division, you cause people to stumble, and you cause them to walk away from God. You cause them to not want God by operating in the spirit of division. And we don't want to cause anyone to walk away from God. I don't want to cause anyone to walk away from God because of the way that I live. The Bible tells us not to be a stumbling block in our brothers and sisters. We should not be a stumbling block for keeping people to come to Christ. And many times, we can cause people not to come to Jesus Christ by the way we act, the way we conduct ourselves, the things we say, and the things that we do. Let me say this while I'm on the line. If we are going to be saved, let's be saved for real. Let's be saved for real if we're going to be saved. If we're going to be saved, let's be saved Monday through Sunday. Let's be truly, truly saved, because somebody is watching all of us that profess Jesus Christ. When we say that we have been born again of the water and of the spirit, when we say that we have his name and his blood applied to us, when we say that out of our mouth, automatically eyes are on us. And they watch how we conduct ourselves. They watch how we talk. They watch how we behave. They watch everything about us when we say that we're saved. And that's why we can't be saved on Sunday. And then from Monday to Saturday, we're not saved. Because somebody is watching everything that we do, dear heart. And what I've learned, they watch you. You don't know that they're watching. But as sure as you slip up, say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, all of a sudden they make their appearance. I thought you were saved. I thought you were born again. And we need to live what we are going to be talking about. We can't teach one thing and live another. We can't preach one thing and live another. We can't be one way on Sunday and do the rest of the week. God gave us his word. And in his word, he told us to be ye holy, for he is holy. And I'm learning true holiness will drive out the spirit of division. That spirit of division cannot come in where there is true holiness. Why? Because where there's true holiness, there's true discernment. And when there's true discernment, discernment will see the spirit, deal with it right then. It cannot come into the church. It cannot spread into the church if we deal with it right then. And many times we let the spirit of vision come in the church. We let it take a seat. We let it cross its legs. We let it get up and talk. We let it get up and speak. And we let it put all that venom and poison out into the congregation. And then next thing you know, we have a snare. We have a group huddling over here. We have a group huddling over there. And before you know it, the whole church has been divided. The church is bickering and arguing. Why? Because we didn't deal with the spirit when we saw it come in. And the only way we're going to see it when it comes in, we must have the gift of discernment. The only way you're going to have the gift of discernment, you must live a holy life. You must fast. You must pray. Certain things can't come in if we don't allow it to come in. I can see a rattlesnake coming toward my door. I have the choice to either close the door or I have the choice to leave the door open and let the rattlesnake come in. If the rattlesnake come in, it's bringing poison when it come in. But it would not have come in if I had to close the door. Same way with the spirit of division. If we see the spirit coming, we have to deal with it before the spirit can come in. Because once the spirit come in, now it tears up everything that it come in contact with. And we don't want to deal with certain things when it comes. We want to pray everything out, yes. We want to fast it out, that's true. But some things, you have to call people to the side and talk to them and let them know that you see the spirit working. Because I found out some people don't realize that they have the spirit working. Some people, before they got saved, they were used to being in charge. They were used to running everything. They were used to having things their way. But we have to teach some people over here in holiness, over here according to God's word, this is how things need to be run. This is how things should be. And many times we don't want to do that, and we just turn people loose. We let people do what they want to do. We let people say what they want to say. And then after that, venom gets all through the congregation, and then people get wounded, and people get hurt. Then it dawns on us what we have allowed to happen. But I don't want to be the one that it happened through. I don't want to be the one that causes a breach within a body. I don't want anyone to say that they left the church because of Sister Harrison or Pastor Harrison, whatever. I don't want to do that. So my prayer for my own self is, God, don't let me be the one that division works through. Use me to help bring unity, and use me to help heal people, and use me to help bring people together. But I don't want to be the cause of seeds of discord being out to people have been wounded or people have been hurt because of me. And we need to examine ourselves and ask ourselves, have I caused division? Have I caused someone to walk away because of something I said or because of some action or because of some act that I did? And many times, we can be the cause of that. And it takes God to show us ourselves. And we need to really ask God this season to show us ourselves as he see us, not as people see us, but as he see us. Because many times the way people see us is not the way God sees us. And we need to ask God to show us ourselves. Show us, God, is there anything in me anywhere that's not pleasing to you? Is there anything in me anywhere that's causing division, because I don't want to be the one that caused division. The scripture tells me all about division. It tells me about the works of the flesh. It tells me the danger of it. It tells me what would happen to me if I'm the one that caused division. God, show me myself, because I don't want to be the one that causes division. And we need to go to God, because the Lord is soon to return, children. And it's time to get ready to get out of here. And we need discernment. You know, gifts are good, but we need to give a discernment to work in the church. So when people do different things, I've learned that when you spot the spirit of division, you have to examine that person. I'm an examiner. I watch people. I look at people. And when I look at them, I let God talk to me about people. And we have to ask God to let us see where the spirit is. And then once we see where the spirit is, now God, show me how to handle this person. Because I've learned you cannot handle everyone the same way. The way I handle Evangelist Bernard as my daughter, I may can't handle one of my other daughters that way, because we can wound in the process of trying to bring correction and trying to bring order. We can wound and hurt people in the process. And we don't want to be the cause of hurting anyone in the process of trying to get them healed. You know, everybody needs healing. Everybody needs wholeness. And I'm just asking God this season in my life, I'm asking God to use me to bring healing to people. I'm asking God to use me to bring wholeness to people, because there are so many people that I'm meeting that have left the church because of division, because of seeds of discord, because of slander. People are leaving the church, and they're leaving the church, and they're trying to find somewhere to fit. They're trying to find where they can go to be loved. They're trying to find where they can go to be healed because they have been hurt. You'd be surprised of how many people have been hurt in the house of God. And that's a sad thing to know that a person was hurt in the church. We have so many people that have church hurt that God is trying to heal. So I just thank God, Evangelist Bernard, for this. And like I say, I don't know who come before me, but I thank God for it, because it made me even do self-examination my own self, you know, about my own self. And it made me go in deep inside of me.
All right,
all right. If I have caused that, and if I have, you show me, God, and show me who, so that I can go back and make restitution, so I can go back and make things right, because I don't want blood on my hands. I don't want any blood on my hands where I have wounded or hurt anyone, because I like to see healing take place, and I like to see people made whole and not torn apart. And the spirit of division, it tears apart. It wounds, it hurts. And some people can get so hurt by things we do, because they'll never want Jesus Christ. They'll never want to come back to God because of the way they were treated or the hurt that they experienced. So let's talk to God, all of us, and let's ask God. Yes, it is a danger of division, but it's more dangerous if you're the one that the division is coming through. If you're the one that's causing people to be hurt, if you're the one that's working against the plan of God and everything that God is trying to do, God said it's more dangerous. Why? Because you're going to get the chastening. You're going to feel the effects of what you've done. And I don't know about you, but I have had the chastening hand of God before in my life. And I don't want that. It's not a good feeling when God has to chasten us by things that we've done or things that we have said. And sometimes we are not conscious, and we're not aware sometimes of the things that we do, the things that we say. And it takes fasting and praying. It takes laying out before God for you to put your heart on the altar. If you're really real and sincere about God, you will always go to God about yourself first before you do anybody else. And it takes us laying our hearts on the altar before God and say, God, open it up. Open my heart and show me, God, if I have been guilty of this. And if he does, make it right. Because God desires for people to be healed and for people to be set free. And I just thank God today. I thank God for this daughter, Bernard. I really, really do. It's a good lesson, and God wants us to really, really focus in on it and examine our own self. And examine our own self. He doesn't want us to cause division. He really doesn't. Unity is so powerful. It's so powerful. When we can work together in unity, when we can support each other. You know, we may not always agree on a lot of things. Paul and Barnabas didn't agree about John Mark. But later on, Paul sent for him. We may not always agree about things, but we don't have to fall out. And
come
we don't
on,
have to walk
on.
And, not speak, and not speak to each other and not want to talk to each other and not support each other just because we don't agree on something. That's not God. That's not of God. You know, for us to just fall out, me and someone may not agree. You may not agree with me about the jury, and I may not agree with you. So then now we're going to stop speaking to each other? That's not of God, children. You may not agree with open-toed shoes. I might like closed-toed shoes. But we're going to fall out over some shoes? We're going to fall out over that? That's not of God.
That's not of God.
You know, we don't wear this color. Red is his hand. Green is his hand. If you wear red, I can't speak to you. If you wear this, we can't talk. We're going to fall out behind. That's not of God. We're not going to agree on everything, but we don't have to fall out about everything. We don't have to fall out. Because later on, you may realize what you feel out about. You may need that person.
Come on.
You may have to call that person. That person may have to be there to support you and may have to be there to help you. And not that, they may have to be there to feed you. They may have to be there to help your kids. You know, so we have to be so careful that we don't fall out behind these little schisms and all these little things that we say are sins and these things that we say are going to put us in hell. You know, if you wear your hair braided, they say you're going to hell. If you press it, they say you're going to hell. I mean, come on, children. Let's not fall out behind all these things. Let's
come
not
on.
Fall out behind these things. Because all these things cause division. They cause division in the church. People are coming to be set free. People are coming to be healed. People are coming to be delivered. And we have to get to the place that we accept them just the way that they are. And we have
just
to get
the
place that we let the Holy Ghost
glory to God.
We're trying to do the work. And that's why we're driving them back out the door. If we would get to the place that we say, God, use me as a vessel to bring these souls in. And once they get in, Holy Ghost, you do the work. Jesus never told us to do the work. He told us to just bring them in, to witness to them, to compel them to come. But he didn't tell us to save them. He didn't tell us to do the work. And if we would let Jesus be Jesus, and we stop trying to be Jesus, let Jesus be Jesus, and let him do the work, we'll have more people healed, we'll have more people delivered, and we'll have more people saved and set free. But we want to be the little God. We want to be God. We need to get out the way. We're not God. We're not God. And we need to let God be God, all right? And let people come just like they are. In our ministry, I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God. I don't care how they look when they come. And I'm being honest, and this may offend somebody in the broadcast, but I'm going to say it. I don't care if they come in pants. I don't care if they come in makeup. I don't care what they come in when they come to that door. My focus is not what they have on. My focus is what's going on the inside of them. Because I know if God gives true deliverance on the inside, everything else God will take care of. If I be an example before them and live like God say, God will do the rest. And many times we can't get people delivered and set free because we're trying to scale them and clean them up on the outside. We need to let God be God, let God do the work on the inside of that person, and let their heart get cleansed, and let their heart get right. I'm a living witness. If you let God be God, and let God do what needs to be done on the inside of the person, when God finished with that person the inside, whatever God tells them, he does not want them to do, he does not want them to wear, he does not want them to go, whatever he tells them, it won't be no problem. They'll be very obedient to whatever God says. The problem is we try to get in God's way, and we try to make things happen. We become so legalistic. We come up with all these rules and all these things that really is not even scripture-based that we're trying to put on people. That causes division right there that I've learned and the people that God has been. Some people don't have certain things. And you can't tell people, and I don't know why God taking me here, but I'm going to stay parked right here. You can't tell people you can't come in God's house because you're not dressed a certain way. Or you don't have this, or you don't have that. You can't tell people that. Let people come like they are. And let God do a work in them. And we have to stop and realize we wasn't always like we are today. God had to do a work on us. I don't know about you all, but he had to do a work on me. He had to do a cleansing on me. He had to do some things on me. I wasn't saved like I am now. I had a package when I came, and God had to do some work with that to get me where I am today. But what if they had to turn me away and say, you can't come like that. Go home and do this and go home and do that. I probably would have never came back, and I wouldn't be saved today. So we have to learn to open our arms, let people come like they are, ask God to give us discernment. God, you brought this soul here. I don't care how they look. You brought them here. And you wouldn't have brought them here, God, unless you were going to deliver and set them free. And let me focus on that soul and let God use me to minister to that soul. And once that soul gets delivered and set free, then God will do the rest. If we don't do that, children, we're going to continue to have division. We're going to continue to have people leaving God, going back into the world. We even have saints that's leaving God, leaving the church because of all the division that's happening in the church. And like God of Bernard said, we're going to have to love each other. You may not agree with me. You may not even like me. But I promise you got to love me to go back with Jesus. We have to love one another. We're going to have to love one another, and we're going to have to work together. There's a harvest that God is getting ready to bring. There's a harvest that's getting ready to come into a lot of these churches, pastors. Are you ready for them? Are you ready for the people that God is getting ready to bring into your congregation? Are you ready for the people that God is getting ready to bring into your life? Have you fasted? Have you prayed? Have you consecrated yourself? Are you ready to minister to these people that's going to come with all kind of issues and all kind of sicknesses and all kind of mind problems? Are you ready? There is a harvest that's getting ready to come. Are we ready for the harvest? Are we really ready? Or are we so focused on rules and regulations and what you can't do and what you can't do? Are we so focused on that we're not ready for the harvest when it comes? Because the harvest is coming. But we need to be ready for the harvest that's going to come. It's a harvest of souls, the Audible Bernard. The God let me know that he's getting ready to bring. Our ministry, we're getting ready for the harvest. We're fasting, we're praying, we're consecrated, we're seeking God. We're getting ready for the harvest. And we told God, we don't care what the harvest looks like when you bring it. Just bring the harvest. You're going to do the work when the harvest comes. You're going to deliver, you're going to heal and set free. There's a harvest coming. But if we focus on all these other things we're focusing on, it's going to be so much division like it is now. And it's sad that people that have been saved for years are walking away from God because of division in the church. Because this person can't agree over here, and this person can't agree, and this person said it should be this way, and that person should be this way, and nobody can come to agreement. And then people just leave the church, go back into the world, and they become worse than what they were. We have to answer to God for that. We're going to have to stand before a righteous judge for that. So let's be careful of the things that we say. Let's be careful of the things that we do. Let's really be careful, children. Let's be careful. We may not always agree, but let's not fall out behind these little trivial things because the Lord is coming. And now, more than ever, is a time we need to come together. We need to come in these churches, and we need to pray all night. We need to fast. We need to shut in. We need to cry out to God. God, get me ready for the harvest. Get me ready for these souls that's getting ready to come. Why do you think all this stuff is happening in the news? You have bombings here, bombings there. You got killings here. You got killings there. Our young people are committing suicide, hanging themselves for being bullied. I mean, so much is going on in this world. And do we hear the cry? Do we hear the cry, saints? Do we really hear the cry of the world that people are crying out for an answer? They're crying out for help. But, you know, they come to the church, and they see us arguing and bickering and can't get along and fussing over blue and fussing over green. They're going to turn and go right back out into the world. We got to get ready. We have to get ready for this harvest that's coming in. God is showing us signs. Everything that's happening on the news, radio, TV, these are signs. God is saying, get ready, church. Wake up, church. Pray fast. Get ready. Stop the bickering. Stop the arguing. Stop this division. Someone sees the discord, gossip, and back. Stop all of this, because I'm getting ready to bring in some souls. I'm getting ready to bring in some people that really wants to be saved. Are we ready for the harvest? But are we caught up on all these other things? We're so caught up on titles and caught up on positions and caught up on all this other stuff.
Yeah.
That God is not caught up on. He's concerned about these souls that need to be saved, that he wants to send to us. that he has placed in position to labor with these souls. And it's time to labor. It's time to labor, children. It's time to push and labor with these souls that's coming in. And you can't be full of division and discord to labor with these souls. You can't do it. You're going to have to ask God to clean you out and get you ready for these souls that's getting ready to come in. Because they're coming. They're going to come. They're going to come and draw. They're coming. People are crying now. They see the devastation in the world. They see that things are not getting any better. The economy and everything that's happened, it's going to drive more people to their knees than ever before. Where are they going to come? They're going to come to the house of God. They're coming to the house of God. So inside of the house of God, when they come, they should see us praying. They should see us fasting. They should see us loving one another and hugging on one another and exhorting one another and encouraging one another to stay with God, to pray, to seek God. That's what they should see when they come to God's house. It's nothing but pure love flowing. They should feel love in the atmosphere when they come in God's house. They shouldn't feel a contention and a heaviness in God's house because of the spirit of division and an argumentative spirit. They should feel nothing but love. So I pray today that God will help all of us to seek him and get in that place where we should be so that there can be love, so people can come in and get saved. Because people know when it's real love, and they know when it's not real love. They know when you say, praise the Lord, and it's real. They know you say, praise the Lord, and it's not. So let's seek God, children. Let's ask God to help us not to carry the spirit of division. Let's ask God to help us that when we spot it, ask God to let you see it. And when you see it, ask God to give you wisdom. Lord, now show me how to handle this spirit right here because I need to handle it. Because if you don't handle it, it'll spread. It'll spread all through the church. It'll spread all in your family. Families have been torn apart because of the spirit of division. And now we need to come together. People are leaving here. People are leaving here young and old. People are dying every day without Jesus. I don't want anybody's blood on my hands. How about you? I don't want anybody's blood on my hand, Daughter Bernard. I want to help save somebody. So I pray today that God will help all of us.
Thank you, Jesus.
To not operate in the spirit of division. I pray to God today for that person that's on the line right now that's seeking more of God. You're seeking so much of God. You're seeking to go deeper. You're on the line. You're seeking to go deeper. You're female in the things of God. And I hear God say he's been anointing you to teach his word, and you've been ministering his word, and you've been talking to God, and you've been praying. But God said that he's going to take you even higher. He's going to take you so deep in the things of God. I hear God say he's going to put you in a long fast. Ooh, Jesus, a long fast. And I tell you, God's going to take you somewhere, baby. Ooh, you on the line. He's going to take you somewhere in the spirit that you have never, ever been before. My God. And he's going to give you a revelation that you have never, ooh, you're on the line, my God, that you have never been before. And we just praise God for you. I praise God for you. I praise God for what I see in you. Glory to God. And I pray that God will smile upon you and bless you and give you the desires of your heart, and also that God would even bless your finances, because you need some finances to do some things that you're talking to God that you want him to do for you. I pray that he will equip you and give you the tools. Sometimes we want to do things, but we need the right tools to get the job done. So I'm praying that God give you the right tools to get the job done. And I just praise God. Oh, Lord, I praise God for you. Oh, that God will really bless. Oh, Jesus, help me. I hear you, Lord. That God will really bless you, daughter, on this line. That God will really bless you and use you for his glory and for his honor. Uh-huh. Thank you, God. God bless you, Daughter Bernard. I pray God is good. I love the Lord. And let's be careful that we don't walk in division. Let's be careful that we don't cause division. And I'm going to put this last thing out. If you have caused division with anybody, if you have said anything, if you have sown a seed of discord, if you have gossiped back by slander or hurt anybody, let's make it right. Let's make it right. Ask God to show it to you. Sometimes we're not aware. Sometimes we can be too hard. Sometimes we can talk hard. Sometimes we can bring correction in a hard way and not mean to. But it can wound somebody. It can wound somebody. It can hurt somebody. It can cause somebody to leave God, because some people are not as strong as other people. And some people don't take correction like other people. And some people are very sensitive. And they can, it can hurt them to the point that they don't even want God. If you've been guilty of that, ask God to help you to go make it right. You don't want to cause nobody's soul to be lost because of something you said or done or even thought. You don't want that. I don't want that. You know, I don't want that. And sometimes I'm asking God, even as a leader, I ask God to let me even every day, let me be more gentler, because you have to be gentle. Paul was firm, but he was gentle. I want to be gentle. Jesus was gentle. And I want to be gentle because I found out the more gentle you are in correcting and helping people, the more quicker people will get healed and people will be delivered when you're more gentle and when you're more kind. You don't have to be hard to be leaders. We don't have to be hard. We can be gentle. We can still correct when we need to. We still say what God gave us to say. But we can be gentle in it. And I think sometimes as pastors and leaders, if we're not careful, we can allow the position sometimes to cause us to be hard. And God
wants
us to be hard. He wants us to be kind. He wants to be gentle. And he wants us to be leaders and vessels of compassion. Jesus was moved with compassion, and he wants us to be a vessel of compassion. People tell us when they come, they say, you all have so much love. Well, Jesus was full of love. And if I'm going to draw somebody, I'm going to have love. I can't draw you if I'm mean. I can't draw you to Jesus if I'm hard.
Mm-hmm.
I can't draw you if I have to bring correction, if I don't talk right to you. I have to talk kind to you. I have to be sweet to you before you can hear what I have to say. Because I can be telling you the right thing, but I can be saying it in the wrong tone. And you're not going to hear anything happen I said because of the tone that I said it in. So if I say it in the right tone, and if I say it sweet, you'll be quicker to hear what I have to say by the way I say it. So let's go to God. Let's go to God. And let's ask God to help us that we don't walk in this spirit of division. It's not good. It's very dangerous. I see it all the time. Families, relationship, ministries torn up because of this division. We may not always agree, but we don't have to fall out. We can still love each other. We can still love each other. I may want a Lexus. You may want a Cadillac. We may not agree about it, but we're not going to fall out because I may need you to pick me up in your car later on. You may need me to pick you up in my car. So why should we fall out behind a car? Let's love one another. We need to stop and think about it. And let's remember, let's be careful of what we allow to come in our lives. Let's be careful who we allow to come in our lives. Sometimes people just come in our lives and we let them come, but we don't ask God to show us the spirit that's in them when they come. Let's be careful who we allow this season to come into our lives. When people come into our lives, ask God, why is that person in your life? People come into your life for one or two reasons, to help build you up or to tear you down. Which reason are they there? And sometimes we're so quick to want people in our lives, especially if we're a people person, if we like people around us. But I have found out in these years of living saved that isolation is very good for you. Being a loner for a season is very good for you because that's the time that God wants to minister to you. And God is trying to get you in a certain place. And sometimes God has allowed you to be removed from everybody that you're accustomed to being around so that he can talk to you by himself. Sometimes people we think are good for us are not good for us. And I say that for this reason. Everybody is not going where you're going. Everybody is not in the same spiritual place that you are. They may know a lot of the word, but that don't mean they're in the place with you spiritually. And we get that confused sometimes because we feel like if they know that word, that means that they're really up there. I know people who can preach circles around me. I know people who know this word around me. But then I know their lifestyle is not right. So that doesn't mean anything so much to God, how much word you know. It's how much of the word that you live is what God is looking at. Many people know it, but they don't live it. So we need to let God get us in a time of isolation and ask God, Lord, why is this person in my life? They have to be for either one or two reasons. They're either here to build me up or tear me down. That's where discernment comes in. And when God shows you why, if they're there to help build you up, you hold on to that person. If they're there to help tear you down, then you got to ask God to remove them or remove you from around them. Because if you don't, you won't be able to get to that place in God. Because if they're not for you, they're there to harm you and bring you back down from where God wants you to go. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you today, and we praise you for this broadcast. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. And, Father, I love you today. I thank you for every vessel that you've allowed to come before me, Lord. And I thank you for Dr. Singleton. I just thank you, God, for the deafness of the word that all the vessels have come before me with, Lord. And I praise you, Lord, that I can only just be me. And I love you today for Evangelist Bernard and for all those that's on the line. I thank you for the heroes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I even thank you for, I think her name is Evangelist Spates or Bates. Is it Spates, Evangelist Bernard? I thank you for her.
Is it Spates?
Uh-huh, that's what I hear. I thank you for Evangelist Spates. I hear it again. I thank you for her, Lord God. And, Lord, I ask that you continue to bless her. I ask that you encourage her heart. I ask that you strengthen her. Such a precious woman of God. Oh, yes, a precious woman of God. And I ask that you bless her, oh, Lord. Bless her finances, Lord. God, give her desires of her heart. Open some doors, some new doors. I hear you, God. Some new doors of opportunity for her. I hear God say to tell Evangelist Spates. I don't know if she's on the line. I don't know who's on the line. But I hear God say he's going to open some new doors of opportunity for her. God's going to give her some favor. Okay, Evangelist Spates. I hear God say he's going to open some new doors of opportunity for you. You've been talking to God about some things, Lord God. You've been talking to God even by doing some new things in the kingdom and for the Lord. I hear God say, yes, Lord, I hear God say to tell you that he's going to open some new doors of opportunity for you. God's going to open some doors for you to even minister to some other places. Uh-huh. He's going to put you in some new platforms and let you meet some new people. Glory to God. And I hear God say, stay in that word. Stay in that word day and night. But I see you in the word. I see you in the word of God. Stay in the word of God. Search the scriptures by God. So God's going to take you somewhere. He's going to take you somewhere that you have never been before. And even in your body, glory to God, God's going to strengthen your body. I'm feeling your body right now. God is going to touch. He's going to heal your body. In your body. You haven't been saying too much, but you've been going through in your body. And he's coming to touch you today. He's coming to heal your body. I feel your body. He's coming to heal your body even now. He's coming to touch your body. Go up and down her body. Go up and down her legs. Yes, God. Yes, God. Up and down the legs, God. All in the body. Give the body strength. I see you pressing sometimes. I see you pressing through the body, through the fatigueness and the weakness in your body. But I hear God say he's coming to touch you today. He's coming to strengthen you today. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I hear the Lord say you've been overlooked. You've been overlooked by some people. Glory to God. But God say he's going to raise you up. He's going to use you for his glory, and he's going to use you for his honor. And we just thank God for Evangelist Bernard allowing you to come on the broadcast and teach and minister on the broadcast. We thank you for this platform. God's going to open some more platforms for you, Evangelist Faith. And even concerning your hair, even your scalp, I'm looking at your scalp, your hair. Glory to God. God can even change that style. He's going to change the way you wear your hair. He's going to do something even different with your hair, with your whole skin. Glory to God. Even your eyes. He's going to go in your eyes, glory to God, and he's going to sharpen the gift of discernment in your eyes. I hear you, God. He's going to do a work with you. You have so many gifts that lie in dormant. They're lying dormant in the pit of your belly. But God is going to wake them up. He's going to wake them gifts up in you. Oh, daughter, there. He's going to wake those kids inside of you. Not just teaching. Oh, no, not just teaching the ministry. God said he gave you the gift of laying on of hands. You put your hands and praying for people. He's praying with people. He's gifted you to pray with people. Glory to God. Father, I ask that you bless her. And God, pay every bill, God. Every debt. Meet those bills. Pay the debt for her, Lord. Don't stress her. Don't let her stress about it, God. Oh, work it out for her, Lord. Oh, God, I hear you. Help her to make the right decision, God. You have to make a decision quick. I hear you, Lord. Help her to make the right decision, God. You won't let her make the wrong decision. You won't let her make the wrong decision, God. Show her what to do, God. Lord, exactly what to do, and we're just going to praise you for it, and we're just going to thank you for it. And Father, I ask that you bless Evangelist Bernard, God. Bless him continue on the broadcast, God. Give him wisdom on the broadcast. Keep a heart encouraged. Keep a heart encouraged, Lord, and bless her on the broadcast, God. Give her wisdom, Lord God. Take the broadcast to another level of holiness and righteousness, God. Take her higher in the things of you. And God, help her to consecrate herself even more. Help her to fast and seek you even more, Lord God. And God, help her to embrace isolation. Help her to embrace it, God. Ooh, God, we got to come to a season that we embrace being by ourselves. For a season, God, that you can talk to us. How about shop? And you know about how shop. And you can make sure that you would have us and bless the Lord God in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, but she you have put the word in her heart. Oh, but I hear you say more consecration for her, God. More fasting, God. Ooh, yes, God. Gosh, if you fast and pray, daughter, but not, he'll do what needs to be done in your body. But you need God to do something in your body. Ooh, he by Sunday. Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord God. Do it for her, God. Do it, Father. Give it a strength, God. Give it a strength, Father. And we bless you for it. And we bless for all those on the broadcast, all those that's on the line listening right now, God. God, I speak blessings and favor upon them, Lord. I speak riches and wealth and prosperity, God. I speak that they will walk in their wealthy places. I speak that you will give them the desires of their heart. I speak, God, that they will have a love for holiness, God, and a love for righteousness, God. I speak that they will embrace holiness and that they will embrace righteousness. God, I speak to every leader on the line, whether they be leader in every department, whatever they are, leadership position. God, I speak that they will live what they say. They will live what they teach. They will live what they preach. That they will be an example, God. Everywhere they go, that the light of you, Lord, will shine through them. That when people see them, they'll know that they've been with you, Jesus. Shine through them, God. Everywhere that they go, God. Let them not live, God, to bring no shame upon your name, God. Help them live, God, that if they'll be pleased in your sight. Help them to serve you well, God. That you will hear them say, well done. God, it helps them to get ready for the harvest. Because there's a harvest getting ready to come, children. God, help them to get ready for the harvest through fasting, through prayer, God. Help them to get ready for the harvest. Help them not to judge the people that you're getting ready to bring them, God. Because we didn't come, God, looking like you wanted us to look. We didn't come right, God. Oh, but you took time out with us, God. You labor with us, God. And you pray with us just the way we are. And now you have made us like we are today. So, God, help them to be more compassionate, to be more loving, to be more long-suffering, to be more understanding, God, for the people that's getting ready to come. Because I hear God say to the leaders and those in positions, the people are getting ready to come. God, don't judge them the way they smell. Don't judge them by what they have on. You didn't look all right when you came. You didn't smell so good when you came. But he took time out with you. He labored with you. Oh, he loved you, and he brought you to where you are today.
Thank you.
That's worth some of you. Woo, glory to God. But because of the grace and mercy of God, he has brought you to where you are today. So I hear God say, when the harvest come, leaders, don't judge them. Don't condemn them. Don't find fault with them. Love the people. Love the people. Love the people. With loving kindness, love the people. Be compassionate. Be sensitive. Ask God to give you sensitivity so that when people come, you'll hear their cry on the inside. You'll feel their hurts and you'll feel their pain. And God can use you to minister to their hurts and to their pain. So, Lord, bless them, God. Bless them in a special way. Every teacher on the line, Bless him, God. Help him, God, to sharpen their spiritual tools. Sharpen your spiritual tools for what's getting ready to come. Oh, I hear you, God. Sharpen your spiritual tools. Yes, God, through prayer and fasting and consecration. And I thank you, Father, for this time. I thank you for allowing me again, God, to come. I thank you today, Lord God. You are so wonderful to us, God. And I'm glad that you bless all of them on the line. But there are some great financial needs, some things pressing for some of them on the line, God. And there's some 911, some emergency on this line, God. We need some financial intervention. We need some financial increase on this line. We need you to step in like this week. Somebody need God to step in like this week right now. So, God, I'm asking you for a miracle. I'm asking you to provide a miracle for somebody on this line. I hear, God, that there's an emergency on this line that you need God to step in, like step in right now. So, God, I'm asking that you come right now, God. You're a very present help in the time of trouble. And meet the need for whoever it is on the line, God. Meet them financial need, God. Let them be able to go to sleep, God. Let them put in your hand and trust you to work it out and provide the transportation. Somebody needs some better transportation, too. God provides the transportation so they can do what you called them to do, God.
Jesus.
Traveling. Traveling is up on somebody's feet. Traveling is up under somebody's feet on this line. Traveling is under your feet. Traveling in your spirit. Oh, I see you. I see you just traveling. Traveling for God. Want to work for God. Want to go places for God. It's in your spirit. It's under your feet. Ooh, yes, Lord. It's in your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
You want to travel for God. So, God, make the way. Give them everything they need. Father, we'll bless you for all this, God. Ooh, God, detoxify. Detoxify somebody's body on this line. God said your body needs to be detoxified. You need to flush your body out. You need to flush your system out. Your system is overloaded. Your body is overloaded. Ooh, I feel your body is overloaded. God said flush it out. Oh, I hear you. He said flush it out. There's some toxins and poisons up in there from what you have been eating. God said, flush it out. All around your stomach area, you feel bloated. Glory to God. God said, flush it out. You know, get flushing out. So, Father, help them detoxify their body. And somebody on the line, you need to start drinking water with lemon juice squeezed in it. And start drinking it every day. Drink it every day. It's a purifier. Ooh, I hear you, God. It's a purifier. It's going to help flush your system out. It's going to help cleanse your liver, your kidneys, because I'm looking on the inside of your body, and you need to do that. No acids, no starts. Get off the sweet and start flushing your system out. Even your vision going to be clearer, and your head will feel better. You won't be lightheaded. You won't have headaches. Start flushing your system out. Father, we bless you for start flushing your system out. We thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen. I bless
the auspices of the
the Holy Ghost. And that's the same thing we've been experiencing this week, even yesterday with Dr. Singleton. He said, let us become constructive and not destructive. And the Lord brought her right back with the same thing today. So it's of God. When God has spoken, it's nothing left for us to do but to examine ourselves. So we're going to go down the line. Mother Space is at the top of the line, and we're just going to go down the line. And as I said, we still have 21 callers on the line. So God bless you, Mother Space.
Well, what can I say? I'm still taking it in. I tell you, I'm not going to put a minute. But I praise God for the word. I, woman of God, you several things when you started ministering and said there's someone on the line. I knew it was, I felt it was me. I have been before the Lord weeping. I've been at my daughter's for 2 months, and I'm going home this weekend. I said, God, I want to go home. Long story short, I've been eating wrong since I've been here, and I've been having light headaches and not feeling well. And I said when I went home, I was going to change my whole way of eating, so I'm starting now. I'm getting up, go get some lemon juice and start doing that. I want to say, you don't know me. You don't know me, but you knew me by the Spirit.
Ah,
I don't even have a car. Since my husband died, I have not had a car. I'm not ashamed to say it. And I've been wanting to do things. And
you right
saw
there,
that.
Right there. Hey, glory!
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And, he's given me a whole new vision, and I know the price. So you've been so accurate, so accurate.
Mm.
You didn't know I was weeping before you got on the line.
Mm.
I was weeping. I was weeping for the Lord, for the new thing. I felt the anointing come in the other morning around 3 a.m. I said, oh, it's a new anointing that come. But I want to say this quickly. Ministry, saints, is love.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry is love.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to cry out, seek for the Lord to love. It has to be your ministry. You're going to have to love the unlovable, the woman of God that they're coming. I've been on the street with my husband saying, never let the people you're feeding see you reject them or like wiping your hands, hug on them when they hug you. Don't let them see you like treating them as dirt.
Amen.
In the ministry of love. As she said, we didn't smell right when we came. But that's ministry. That's Jesus' ministry is love. And you must pray for that. My ministry came forth when I began to help me love the unlovable. Didn't know what I was doing, woman of God. I knew it was in the Word. Help me love. And I was a Peter. I'd fight you. My husband told me, you can't do that to God's people. I whip you. That was not love.
Mm.
And so now the love I can come forth because he has developed my love. Love those that despitefully use you. You hear the woman of God about the vision. You can ask the Lord with keen discerning.
Mm-hmm.
There is really no understanding without discerning. That's what it was there for. So everything she said today, I apply to my life.
Thank you, Lord,
of the word. Don't just hear it. I got 3 or 4 pages of notes. And I'm doing it. I'm putting it to practice.
Hallelujah.
I get off this line. I'm going in the kitchen and get me some lemon juice. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, woman of God. Thank you for that word I needed. You know my body. My body, I've been going through in my body. There's times I didn't want to get on the line. I'm just so tired and fatigued. But I cannot stop preaching the word.
Yes, Lord.
You saw me.
Lord.
As he told Peter, I saw you under the tree.
Yes.
You saw me, woman of God. The Holy Ghost. And I honor. And when I get in my car, I'm coming to Elk Grove to get Sister Evangelist, and we coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To visit you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Mother. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to Sister Tammy, Sister Albertine, and Evangelist Cherubel and Evangelist Andrea. Sister Andrea and the Evangelist Doris in that order. So I'm going straight on down the line with the switchboard. Amen. Sister Tammy, God bless you.
Yes, I just want to say thank you for the word, and keep lifting me up in prayer. Again, when she preached on the finances and just health and everything else, so we just just keep lifting me up in prayer. And again, I thank you for the word.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Albertine.
I just want to say thank you too. I couldn't sleep last night because I was so anticipating your ministry. I have been so anticipating to hear from you. And I just want to say thank you when you said 911.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your ministry. Your belief in God. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Angela, I mean, Sister Andrea, so good to see you today. God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. The word was right on. It really, really blessed me. I've been going through a lot. There's been division in my home. But God is faithful and God is good, you know. And the word was right on, you know. I just, every time I try to love, I always get hurt. But God says you still have to love no matter what, because our light and our love has to shine through to reach the lost and the dying. And I praise God, Prophetess Harrison. I ask God to bless her abundantly. I ask God to bless you abundantly. You're doing a mighty work, Evangelist Bernard, and I thank God for you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. We love you, Sister Andrea. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Evangelist Doris, God bless you. And then Prophetess King. And then Sister Screen. I'm going down the line. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Evangelist Doris. Prophetess King.
Hello.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Oh, Prophetess Harrison, I was so blessed with the, oh, my God, with the teaching today. I feel so blessed. And I'm also jealous I was not invited to your celebration. But God bless you. God bless you. God bless you so much. Thank you very, very much. You're always in our prayers, my husband Raymond and myself. We thank you for your mighty work in the ministry, and thank Evangelist Bernard for this prayer line. We get to come there and listen to a wonderful and powerful woman of God and men of God. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Prophetess King and Sister Belgium.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you, Prophetess Harrison. Oh, my God, that word was an on-time word. Oh, my God, it just really, really, really was something that I was dealing with on today. And when you begin to prophesy, oh, my God, I felt what you were saying when you were saying that God was going to take someone deeper and he was going to show them the revelation. Oh, my God, I knew you were talking to me. And some of the other words that you said is just, wow, may God bless both of you. And I thank God for you bringing forth that word on today.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess King. Sister Dorothy, and then I see Sister Cheryl Robinson, and then Apostle Johnson. We're going straight on down the line. Bless you all. Thank you all for sticking with us. Amen. Prophetess Harrison didn't know everyone that was on the line, but the Holy Ghost just been speaking this week. I tell you, it's nothing else we can say, but Lord, let your will be done. These messages are coming for us to get help. God always sent help. Ha! Hallelujah, because he would that none of us would perish. But when God, when the Holy Ghost begin to speak, it's for us to do some assessment. It's for us to do some examining of ourselves. We can't look in somebody else's life and try to condemn them and judge them. For you to take a personal assessment and see where you are. Are you that one that's caught in that's causing this division? Are you the one that's offended your brother and sister in Christ? It don't take nothing to ask for forgiveness. It don't take much to forgive. But we just got to humble ourselves, and we got to know it's not about us. It's about Jesus. Are we I'm not missing heaven because I can't speak to you. I'm not missing heaven because you're driving a Mercedes and I'm driving a Toyota. I'm missing heaven because you have on some earrings and I don't have on none. Oh, no. If I miss it, I'm going to miss it because guess what? I decided to go and mess up. Hey, I decided not to forgive. I decided that I'm going to hold on to all these noughts and all these little petty things that we hold against one another for years and years and years. I don't want to sit in church and go to hell. God, and I tell the Lord, if I'm gone, guess what? I may as well go on out here and live with the heathens. Do what they do. But if I'm going to remain in God, hallelujah, I'm going to have to treat you right in spite of what you do me. Because God ain't going to hold me responsible for what you do me. He's going to hold us responsible for what we do to others. See, we get it wrong. God going to hold you responsible for what you're doing to someone, not what they've done to you, because he said vengeance is mine. Woo, let me stop. Go ahead, Sister Screen, because y'all are, Sister Screen and Sister Cheryl Robinson, God bless you all. Then Apostle John.
All right.
Amen. Lord, I for this word.
Well,
thank
amen.
You, Lord.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, and God bless you, Prophetess Harrison. I tell you, the message today, I felt it was for me. Division. There's been a lot of division in my family. And you know what? It's time to stop. If I have offended anyone, I am going to say I am sorry. Forgive me.
Hey, glory!
And turn the other cheek. And if I get slapped, I'm going to turn the other cheek.
Glory for forgiveness. Thank you, Lord God.
The past 2 weeks,
I've had arthritis.
My stomach, I couldn't eat. Whatever I eat or drink, it comes right out. And I've been very, very sick.
I need
to detox myself. I'm starting with. I've already started with the lemon water. The biggest thing that I have gotten here, I am going to pray and beg for forgiveness if I have offended anyone.
My. That's it. That's where it's at. Come on, woman of God. You done set it in order. Jesus. That's it, baby. Lord, thank you for her. Thank you for confessing. Thank you. My God, now that's what we got to Father, I agree with her. Search me, Lord. Search me. If there's any division, if I show any division, oh, my. Heaven has stood up on that one, woman of God. Jesus. It took a whole lot to confess. Jesus. My family's divided. Yes, Lord. Have mercy.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's touching you for cause of that confession from the heart. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Evangelist. Evangelist. May I just say a word to the woman of God that just spoke about her division that she was repenting for? The Lord's going to use you to be the healing now, as he's healing your heart. Look for in the days to come, this is the new anointing, that you'll be known when they see you, they'll say, blessed is she that comes in the name of the Lord. That's what I hear. Prepare yourself, as the woman of God told us. Prepare yourself. This is all preparation. Now you're about to step into the healing anointing. Your confession has made you whole. And you'll be the one that will bring the healing to the family, says the Spirit of God. That's why the price has been so great, because you do love. But when it's that close, it's hard to see it.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for it. Receive that word. Amen. Sister Cheryl, then Apostle Johnson. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. Grace and peace. God bless
Hello.
You.
Sister Cheryl, and then
yes,
Apostle
ma'am.
John.
Yes. Praise be unto God. Hello to all the people of God, to Evangelist Adrian, to Prophet Johnson, and to my pastor, Patricia Spates. First of all, I'd like to say that the word was very rich on today. I enjoyed it. It spoke to my heart. I, too, have division in my family. I'd like to also say if I've sown any seeds of discord in the body or in my family, I'd like to publicly speak and ask the Lord to forgive me and search my heart, help me to get things right. I want to say that Prophetess Harrison was so accurate in her prophecy over my pastor, because we had just had some words the other day, and I had spoken some of the very same things, and I know that she's a true woman of God, not only by what she had spoken over my pastor, but by the love that I could hear in her voice.
Amen.
This is a love walk.
Amen.
And I hear it in her voice. I hear it in what she's saying. And I just want to tell her that from my heart to your heart, I love you. And
Amen.
I love the people of God. And Pastor Spates, I love you. Evangelist Bernard, I love you.
Thank you.
And I just want to let everybody know that I feel humbled right now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Just being on this line with
Hallelujah.
God's people.
Yes, Lord.
And just hearing the word of unity being spoken today.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you all.
Thank you. Love you too, Sister Cheryl. Amen. Apostle Johnson, then Sister Faithful. Ah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Grace and peace. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus
Thank
Christ,
you.
Who's head of my life. Giving
thank
honor
you,
to
Lord.
Evangelist Bernard. Giving honor to everyone in their respective places. Certainly,
thank
I thank
you,
God
Chief.
For teaching on today, because without teaching, there's no growth. You have to have something to water and to nurture and to build you. And I think that you did a wonderful job today, woman of God, teaching the kingdom of God how we must grow stronger and become stronger as one, and to walk in unity and love and respect for one another and watch each other grow. And while we're watching each other grow, there should be an excitement. I thank God for my spiritual father teaching us a long time ago that you must be able to celebrate somebody else's blessing and watch God do it for you as well. Just because you haven't received yours yet doesn't mean it's not on the way. But while it's on the way, yet celebrate. And I thank God today for you and this way that God came forth. I thank God for your awesome word of prophecy on today to the people of God, because it was truly richly blessed, because God just allowed you to see what was going on. You didn't have to go one by one, but he just allowed you to see. And I just honor God for your life. God bless you, great woman of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle Johnson. Amen. We're going to Faithful and then Elder McCoy. Amen.
Evangelist Bernard?
Yes.
Apostle Johnson is the man that just spoke?
Yes.
The Lord would have him to drink more water. The Lord wants him to drink more water. Because the Lord is going to start dealing with him in a different way. And the Lord wants you to drink more. Just drink more water and be more healthier. And you also need to be on some men's vitamins. You need to be taking some men's vitamins for what God can really do, what God can really do in this life. I bless you, Pastor Bernard. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I will concur and will do. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Faithful. And then Ella McCoy.
Greetings, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you. Greetings to my mother, prophetess, mother, minister, Spates. Greetings, evangelist, agent Bernard. She calls me her spiritual daughter, my spiritual mother. I thank God for this word today from prophetess Harrison. What a word. And, you know, I'm broken because nobody knows. Recently, I just had, it's been a serious issue. Somebody ripped off my company, a prophet in the kingdom of God, and I let it go. But there's been a sting still there. And the first thing today, for the first time in my spirit, all I could do, sit here and do, was forgive and say, Lord, wherever I have went wrong in anything, I just found myself literally in the sting lifted, because nobody know what has bothered me and did, because I'm a good person. I love God's people. I give all day. Evangelist Bernard will tell you, I give.
Yes.
And this situation affected me and my company, and I let it go. I was trying to let it go. Today was the first day I felt healing.
Thank you, God.
When I said everything and that the woman of God did and spoke, but this word she spoke is the truth, because I tell people division, strife, and confusion eats up every blessing. They don't know this. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. We do not take heed to the woman of God's word, anybody in their life, leaders, regular saints of God, anybody in day-to-day walk, and examine yourself today, no matter what you have done or not done. That's on you, because it is serious. If I can sit here and humble myself when I know I have even held my peace and then say what I said today, I'm telling you from the word of God that went forth, and I thank you, woman of God, for that word.
Thank you.
And I did that before with my family, and it began to heal some situations in my mom's side on her family. I remember I reached out to some of them, and I had not did anything per se I felt, but it began to start a trigger healing left and right, and people just opening up and praying and just, I mean, changing. It started to trigger healing. And I'm still, and I'm just touched, and I want to thank you for that word. May God continue to bless your ministry. I feel the purity. I feel the confirmation of the Spirit of God that's in you, the accuracy of the Word of God in you. And I ask that God continue to bless your ministry. And eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God is going to do, prophetess, for your ministry in the name of Jesus.
God. Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Holy glory. Hallelujah.
Thanks. Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Glory
to God.
Thank you. Glory. Yes, 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 yes. We give honor to Evangelist Bernard and to those, and for the woman of God who brought the word, and for those who are on the line. Oh, we give God praise for that word on division. And we know that, hallelujah, there is a greater division that's in the church. And the greater division is among, I got the apostolic churches. And that greater division is between the ministers and the bishops and everybody that's divided.
Yes,
but
Lord.
The word of God says, he says, now I agree. I argue with you, brethren, note those who have division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learn. Avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
For these who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but
Lord of God.
They their own bellies, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple.
Yes, Lord.
And, you know, there's so many divisions among the church.
Amen.
That, you know, there's division among the people because we're trying to serve our own purposes.
Yes,
and as we serve our own purposes, we come and divide the church of God in many different ways and many different aspects.
Amen.
But I heard the word of God said that this church is rich, they become wealthy, and they say that we have need of nothing. But you got to understand that we're wretched and blind and naked, and we got to come to God in, like my apostle said, Lewis, we got to get back to fasting and praying. And then we wonder what kind of Holy Ghost that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Holy Ghost is love, peace, and joy.
And
the Holy Ghost, and what kind of Holy Ghost do we have? Because we haven't fasted, and we haven't prayed, and we haven't laid before God, and then there's division because, there's so much, there's so many things that's going on in the church because we need to get back to praying and fasting. But I just praise God for, amen, the woman of God, and for you talking about division this week, and I'm sorry that I haven't been on the line that much. Amen,
right,
because
I've
been working and trying to do, you know, different things. And I'm down in Georgia now.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to do work in Georgia right now. And
all right.
So I just thank God for you and for this radio program. God bless.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Ellen McCoy. We're going to continue to pray for you. You're doing the work. Don't come down. We're going to area code 707 and less. Four of your numbers, 1466. Can you greet us? I'm not familiar with your number. Amen. If not, we're moving right on down. Sister Donna, God bless you, Sister Donna. Shaw. Denny Van. Sister Donna.
Hi, God bless you, woman of God. I just want to say that I am so ecstatic to be able to hear Prophetess Harrison today. I love her with all my heart, and you two are just really what started my healing. I was wounded in the church really bad and had started to walk away when I came across you and Prophetess Harrison, Evangelist Bernard, who really spoke into my life and led me, lifted me up, and started me on my way. And what people don't understand about the division is hurt people hurt people. So when you hurt, sometimes you will hurt other people unconsciously and sometimes consciously, you know, because, you know, when you love the Lord so much and sometimes you feel like he allowed you to be hurt like that. I was hurt in three different ministries. I won't put my lips on the men and women of God. I continue to pray.
No.
And I just thank the Lord that I know the Lord that I can just pray and speak to him and talk to him. And what he did, he sent me some strong women of God and strong leaders, Apostle Johnson. I got Prophetess King. I got Evangelist Bernard, Prophetess Harrison. He sent me his best to lift me up and strengthen me and start me on my way and lead me into the kingdom to work for his purposes eventually. And I thank the Lord for all you guys on the line. I love you all.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Evangelist Evans, God bless you. Then Evangelist Priscilla. Then we have Sister Corinthian and Sister T. So we still have five more on the line. Our live time is over, so we're on recording. So God bless you, Evangelist Evans.
Praise the Lord, Sister Bernard. Praise the Lord to all of God's people. Oh, I thank and I praise God for his goodness and his mercy. And to God be all the honor and the glory. and give honor to Jesus Christ who is ahead of our lives. I just thank God today. I thank God for who he is. I thank God for being so real in my life. I thank and I praise God for saving grace. I thank and I praise God for keeping me. God is a keeper. In spite of everything goes on in our life, God is a keeper. God is a healer. He knows how to heal every physical, mental, and spiritual wound. And I thank and I praise God for the word today. To God be the glory. I thank and I praise God for the, I don't know her name that just gave the word, but I thank God for you. Oh, I just thank God for feeding me. I thank and I praise God for feeding my spirit, man, you know, for giving me the food that I needed. Because sometimes you think you're alone. And sometimes you think that, oh, my God, from Zion, am I only the only one feeling the way I feel? But I thank God for hearing from the woman of God today, teaching the word of God, letting us know the right thing to do, the right thing to say, because truly God is love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had a lot of wounds in my life, but I don't pacify the wounds because God has healed me from the wounds. And I got most of my wounds sitting in the house of God, but that's okay too, because God has delivered me. But I think and I praise God that I don't have any blood on my hand, because for some of the ones that wounded me, I just prayed for them. I asked God to forgive his people and to help his people, because sometimes wounded people wound others. Hurtful people hurt others. So I just think and I praise God for the word. And just to say, the discipline that we don't teach and the people don't teach in the church, the leaders don't discipline the people come in. And, you know, some people are so aggressive in the world, and when they come in, they're still aggressive. You know, they want the control, and they come in the church, and the leaders back up and just give them the church, and then they hurt people. The people have to go out the church and leave the church. God has a lot of people that's out there. They're wandering. They're hurt. They are so wounded now, and they don't trust to go in nobody's church anymore. But you know what? Whoever has allowed the enemy to come in, for those that haven't been delivered, they really need to go to God and ask God to help them. And they also need to go to God and try to reach those people that they have hurt so bad and ask for forgiveness. The reason why I can say that, because I meet wounded people. I see people. I see the backsliders trying to come back to God, but when they go into the church, they don't know how to treat them either, because they feel like, oh, they left God. But so what? They left God. They haven't left you. You haven't died for anybody. So I'm asking God to really help me with these backsliders. Help me with these people out in the world. And she also said about the spirit of discernment. When the people come into the house of God, it's not our job to change them. It's not our job to clean them up. I'm always asking God, Lord, your word is enough. If they would preach the unadulterated word of God, the people can be delivered and set free. But we want to clean them up. We want to give them all the rules and the regulation, what you do and what you don't do. But it's already in the word. All we have to do is preach the word, and the people can be delivered. They can be set free, and they can be made whole. But I thank and I praise God for the word today, because I am on that path, okay? They call me strange. They call me peculiar. They call me holier than thou. But I'm not concerned about the look of the people. I'm not even concerned about the exterior. I'm discerning the soul of a person. Yes. And the soul of a person is hurting, is dying, and they need to be helped. They need to be delivered. And we need to love God. Because I know we love God enough. We'll love one another. We'll love those souls that's coming in. I do believe the harvest is great. I do believe God is intending to, God will bring the souls in. He is gathering them together. But we have to be ready, because if we are not ready, we're going to run every last soul out of the church that God has blessed them to come in. Sister Bernard, I haven't been on the line that much, but I thank God for you. I thank God for you. And I praise God for you, and I desire that you continue to pray for me. And I will pray for Prophetess Harris. I don't know your first name, but I will keep you before God also. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you. Evangelist Priscilla, then Sister Corinthian, then Sister T. God praise bless you.
Praise the living God in Christ Jesus. Give an honor to my Lord and Savior. And to you, my precious sister, Evangelist Adrian, and to Prophet, oh my God, Prophetess Harrison, you have my blessings always. You're always in my presence. And my prayers, what a powerful word. I do feel the peace, the tranquility, divine peace of God on this broadcast.
Thank you.
I just pray that powerful word. Beautiful, awesome words. God bless you, woman of God. I am mindful, evangelist, of the time and the callers. Thank you so much for this time. Bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Evangelist Williams. Sister Corinthian, God bless you. And then we're going to Sister Ruby.
Oh,
Sister Tia fell off. So God bless you. Then we're going to go back to Prophetess Harrison for our final remarks and a closing prayer. God bless you. Sister Corinthian.
First giving unto God, to Prophetess Harrison, and to all whose honors due, I so greatly appreciate God for being here today. I thank and appreciate God for what my ears have heard. Thank and appreciate God for those words of wisdom and those words of encouragement. I just would like to also request prayer today. I don't even know how to even to describe the division that I got going on in my home. I got so much division just here where I live among me and my husband, and just the drugs and stuff, and then with my children, you know, and my husband. So my request today is that somebody would stand in the gap for us today. I know that a house divided against itself cannot stand, and I can see the walls coming down. So my request today is just a prayer for me and my
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We're standing in agreement with you, Sister Corinthian, on behalf of your family. Lord, we thank you for him right now, God. Ah, God, you said you'll never forget our labors of love. Yeah, yeah, no, shut up. Hallelujah. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you would raise up a standard against them. Ah, yeah, no, we plead in the blood right now. Hey, glory, we plead in peace. Peace in our home right now. Peace in our spirit, Lord God. Anoint every one of those children. The blood. Satan, we bind you right now. Hey, we bind every evil work. We bind every evil deed. Hallelujah. You will not destroy this family. Hey, God, see your faithfulness. Ooh, he see you getting up and rising up every morning early with you and your children praying. Hallelujah. A praying family will always be able to stand. Hallelujah. Stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand against every ungodly thing. Hallelujah. You got to know that God hears your prayer. Hey, glory. He has not forgotten about you. Hallelujah. Whatever he has to do, hallelujah, to bring peace in that home, God is going to do. And glory to God. He sent warning after warning. Hallelujah. And God said, my spirit will not always strive with man. Hey, you better hear God today. Hallelujah. He said, touch not mine anointed. That's just not the leader. That's everybody, hallelujah, that's been filled with his spirit. Everybody that has been covered by his blood. Ah, glory to God. We are heirs. We are children of the King. Hey, I plead the blood over Sister Corinthian. I plead the blood over our husband. I plead the blood over our daughters. In the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, Lord God, let her rest. Let her be able to sleep. Oh, no, let her pace backwards and forwards. Hallelujah, Lord God, you said you would avenge us. Hallelujah, of our ever sins. God is going to, God is avenging right now. Hey, y'all don't shut that. Turn around right now. Hallelujah. Set your house in order. And God, I hear you, Lord. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't run from God. You might run, but you won't get away. Hallelujah. You might hide, but you will not get away. Nobody will be able to get away. Hallelujah. When God brings judgment, hallelujah, you better get out the way. Be careful of what you ask God for. Hallelujah. The blood. You covered under the blood, baby. You covered under the blood. I bless you today, Father God. I bless you, hallelujah, for our sacrifices of prayer. I bless you, hallelujah, hallelujah, for teaching and training our children. And glory to God. I bless you for her standard of holiness. I bless you, hallelujah, for everything that she's sown. Oh, we bless you today, God. And even Prophetess Harrison. Your servant. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you see everything. You hear her cry, God. Hallelujah. Sometimes she's praying for others and don't even pray for herself. She's interceding and she's fasting for 20 and 30 and 40 days. Not for her household, but for others. Hallelujah. Lord, for everything she's fasting and praying for the members of her church, for her family, for the saints of God. Oh, God, you know the needs that she has. Hallelujah. We're asking you, Lord God, to supply every need today in the Harrison's household. God. In the harvest that she told us to get ready for. Hallelujah. You're going to send a harvest. A harvest is coming in to prayer, healing, and compassion ministries. Yes, Lord. That building that she desired. God say he haven't forgotten you, Prophetess Harrison. God will never forget you. Hallelujah. He said, wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Hallelujah. She lay hands on folks. Visit the sick. The street. Everywhere she goes. Do you think God will forget about you? God, I bless you for her today. For the sacrifices that she's made for others. We need to look at that scripture. Well, he said, think on the things that are lovely, things that are pure. Think on the things that are of a good report. Hallelujah. Ooh, I bless you for today. Hey, thank you for Mother Spates and Apostle Johnson and all the leaders on the line. It's time for us to bind our forces together. We can do more together than we can apart. Thank you for Sister Ruby this season. I bless you today, God. I'm going back to Prophetess Harrison. We just thank God for her. Come on with your blood, God. Come on her vehicle. Come on Esther, God. Come on Elisha, God. Come on Bishop Eddie, Lord. Cover every soul that you have given her. You have given to her, hallelujah, to lead the flock of God. God, hallelujah, continue to shape and mold her into that perfect leader that you're calling for. Hallelujah. We gotta work on perfecting ourselves. God, I bless you today. Let your spirit forever dwell with her. Bless her as she go out, and bless her as she come in, God. Don't let nothing be hid from her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let our discernment be even sharper in this season. Oh, God, I bless you. For you said iron sharpening iron. Oh, we bless you today, God. Thank you for all of the callers that have called in today. Thank you for those that are in the chat room today. Patriot Greg and two more other guests. God bless you all on the day. I'm going back to Prophetess Harrison. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for your labor, love. Thank you. Ah, God, I bless you today. Thank you, Jesus, Sister Ruby. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Prophetess Harrison. It's just been a blessing, you know. Everything you said, it was anointed. And I thought about what you said about, you know, oftentimes you don't even think about you being the need to examine your own self because you may be the problem in the congregation. So I thank you so much for your word and your blessing, and Lord bless you and keep you and your family. Praise the Lord. Give you back to Evangelist Bernard.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. You've touched my heart today.
Thank you, Father.
God, I bless you.
Evangelist Bernard, the young lady, I don't know if she's still on the line, the one that say about someone with her business.
That's Mother Faith's daughter, Faithful. She done dropped off.
Okay, she's is Mother Faith still on?
Yeah, Mother Space is still on.
All right. As she was talking, I hear the Lord. I heard the Lord say, "Tell her that God said restoration."
Correct.
That God said restoration. That she's lost, God said restoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
Her not to grieve about what was taken. Don't grieve about what was taken, what was lost. God's going to restore
glory,
and give her
God.
Back what the enemy took. And the restoration is going to be greater than the loss. It's going to be, I hear you, God. It's going to be greater than the loss. He doesn't want her to grieve. He's healing her, but he's going to restore. He's going to restore something back to her. The young lady that said Papa 911, we got which one she was, about the emergency. She said she was the one that God spoke about the 911. She had an emergency line. The Lord wants her to hold on. He wants her to hold on because he's going to come and see about her. He's going to come and see about her. The mother, the one that was talking about how she had been wounded she was wounded in the church. I can't remember who she was. But the Lord is healing her, and he's going to use her to heal other people as she goes. Because she knows the pain of it. She's going through it. So she has the sensitivity, and she has the compassion. God has the compassion in her for the hurting. So as God uses her to minister to them, and as she go out and minister to them, they're going to feel the healing virtue flowing out of her into them. She has passion.
Glory to God.
She has passion. She says she hasn't been on the line a while. I can't remember her name. But she has the compassion and the sensitivity for those that have hurt, those that have left the church, and those have been wounded. Sister Corinthia, the Lord say, don't let the enemy take your mind. The enemy is coming to try to take your mind. And as the man of God was praying, I saw the blood of Jesus dripping over your mind. He said his blood is covering your mind. Don't let the enemy rob your mind. The enemy is coming to attack the mind. Attack the mind. Because if he gets your mind, your whole house is going to crumble. Daughters, everybody's going to fall apart. But the Lord said his blood is covering your
blood
mind.
Jesus.
And
And we plead the blood of Jesus over
Corinthia's
mind. We plead the blood of Jesus over her daughters, over her home. God, let your blood prevail over her mind. If I shall let this mind be in you, which is lost for Christ Jesus, so we speak to the mind. And we say peace to the mind. We speak peace. And we say holiness. And we speak soundness. And to the mind, we speak soundness of mind. No confused mind. We rebuke and come against the spirit of confusion that has come in. And we bind it up. Oh, Shabbat. And we cast it out of the house. We cast it out of the mind. We cast it out of the atmosphere that's in the house, Lord God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over you, over your daughters, over the baby. We plead the blood right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now for Sister Corinth. We thank you for everyone that stayed on the line. We praise you, God, for Dorothy's scream. We praise you for her, Lord God. Continue to heal her, God. Continue to do with her what needs to be done. We praise you for Sister Shaw, God. We thank you for her, God. We thank you for what you have brought her to, how you have maturing her. You're maturing her. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you for Mother Space. You've been in space. Oh, such a precious mother, precious woo, God, woman of God, I thank you for Mother Space, God. I thank you for her. Woo, God, your steadfastness. God said he's put a steadfastness inside of Mother Space. Steadfastness. She has a fervency, a steadfastness, not immovable. She's unmovable in the things of God. And we thank God for the steadfastness. God comes to fortify us. He comes to make us steadfast and unmovable. He comes to make us that nothing will shake us. And God said he's sticking in her. She's steadfast. Even when her body don't feel well, she still steadfast. Her spirit is steadfast. She's grounded. And we thank God for that's grounded. We need more saints and mothers like you that's grounded. Glory to God that when the wind blows, the trials come, it doesn't uproot us. It doesn't knock us over. Trials will come. The wind will blow. The storm will rage. But it doesn't uproot us. Glory to God. Now I hear you, Lord. Because we are rooted and we are grounded in the word of God. So the winds will come. Jesus didn't say they wouldn't come. They will come. That's why he said be ye steadfast and unmovable. Always abounding. We got to be steadfast. We got to stay firmly fixed on the word of God. We have to stay in prayer. Like the other brother was saying, prayer, fasting. That is the missing element in the body, in the church, is prayer and fasting. If you want to see a weak church, you see a church that don't pray and don't fast and don't have love. You see a strong church, you see prayer, you see fasting, and you see love.
You need love.
You have
love, yes, ma'am.
Prayer and fasting in the church, you cannot have division. Division will not be able to come. It will not be able to stay if you have love, if you have prayer, and you have fasting. And I thank God that he saved me when he did. I thank God he saved me around the money. He taught me to pray, to taught me to fast, to taught me to lay before God, they taught me to seek God, glory to God. And that teaching has kept me all these 30-some years. It is so important what we be taught. It's so important what we teach others. And it's so important what we allow to come into our spirit. Glory to God. We have to be mindful that what we taught, we're going to have to teach somebody else. We have to be careful what we are taught because we teach somebody else. And like someone else, hurting people hurt other people. And I learned that people, Mother Space, that hurt other people, God has he fixed me so to see why they do what they do and see why they do it. And it's a big has what they do and why they do it. And many times people do what they do because they have been hurt. And because they've been hurt, they don't know how to love God's love, God's agape, unconditional love. They only love like what they know. And if the love they receive was from hurt, then that spirit transfers onto them, and then they transfer that same hurt to everybody else. So it's a transferring of spirit. It's a transferring of curses. And some things are generational, And that's why we have to fast and pray and ask God to show us the root cause. Show us the root cause of why division is there. And we would fast and pray God can show us the root cause of why people do what they do. When God shows us the root cause, then we can love the person and we can deal with the root cause of why things happen. And all that goes back is to prayer, back to fasting, back to seeking the face of God. And we begin to seek the face of God. God will show us ourselves. He'll fix us and he'll work on us. And then he will get us prepared and get us ready for this great harvest that's getting ready to come in. And there is a great harvest that's getting ready to come. And God just wants us to be ready when these babies come, when these people come that's been hurt, when these babies come that don't know Jesus. We're going to have to be ready. Some of them we may have to get on the floor with them and hold them in our arms, Mother, and pray of them. Some of them we may have to wipe their face, wipe their tears. Some of them they may have to blow their nose on what we have. And that's why no matter what you have on, you got to always be prepared for ministry. You should never wear nothing in church that you can't get on the floor in. You should never wear nothing in church that you can't hold nobody in your lap and pray over them, glory to God, because people are dealing with all kind of things. People are dealing with all kind of suicidal thoughts. And they're going to run into God's house for help run to God's house for an answer. And we're going to have to be able to help these babies and help these wounded saints as they come in. Because I'm learning out there are so many wounded saints. But are we ready to help them? And the only way we're going to help them is we're going to have to let God heal us first and let God prepare us first and let God fix us. So then when they come, before they get to you, God will speak to you and tell you what they brought in, what they came in with. And many times the person come in, but we don't see what they bring in when they come. People bring packages when they come. And some of these packages are overloaded. They're about to burst. So when they come in, you have to ask God, let me discern what they brought in here with them when they come. They just didn't bring their body. They brought something else. It could be abuse. It could be suicide. It could be several things. But are we ready to be able to minister? Corinthians, her prayer was for God to step in her house, all right, for God to come in. Evangelist God began to pray. As she prayed, we pray quietly. As she prayed, God's speaking. God said, tell her my blood covers her mind, because anything coming after the mind, as long as you keep your mind, he can't come in and tap the house, Sister Corinthians. As long as you keep your mind stayed on him. He said, keep your mind stayed on him. I hear you, Lord. Keep your mind stayed on him, baby. And as long as you do that, and as long as you pray, he can't come in. So, Lord, bless everyone. I thank you again, Lord, for Evangelist Bernard. I thank you for the broadcast, Lord. Thank you for everyone that's on this line, God. And we bless you. And we pray you for all things in Jesus' name. Keep us in much prayer. God is doing a wonder in the ministry. He's healing, he's delivering, he's bringing babies in. People are hungry. They're hungry. They're hungry. They're crying out for help. Jesus is soon to come. Let's be found doing what God has called us to do. And he told us to love. He told us to fast. And he told us to pray. And he told us to walk in forgiveness. When we do that, we'll be ready when the harvest comes. And at the end, we can hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. God bless you all on today. God bless you, man, tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. That certainly was a word, I tell you. We just bless God and thank God for all that he's doing. We'll see you all on tomorrow for Provoked Fridays with Pastor Edward Hamilton. I pray everyone have a beautiful and blessed day in Jesus' name.
I love you, Lord.
Yes.
And I lift my voice to worship you,
my God,
rejoice,
love you,
take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet sound.
Come on, let's return to his presence. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name, Jesus. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me, who can stand? Oh, when call on his great name, Jesus. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand when we call on him? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, we have the victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, the angels bow before him. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, and Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God. Run into it and escape.
You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hiya! Oh, my, my, my. Anybody in here have a feeling?